Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. That's a 15-year-old website, and we update every single day just for you. Have a great visit with our new friend, Russell Sykes. Russell is a senior fellow with the Empire Center for New York Policy, New York State Policy, which is a part of the Manhattan Institute. Russell, you want to give us a website? Tell us how we can find you.
It's www.empirecenter.org.
All right, so check that out, and you find out the work that Russell has done. He ran the welfare program for the state of New York for many years. Now he's studying the impact of these things. The states all have their own program. It's really part of the Medicaid structure, isn't it? Where the states get money from the federal government and apply it according to their own rules and the federal rules, right?
It was. Now it's a block grant to states they get a fixed sum of money, and then they have to put a certain amount of their own money to get that fixed sum on the table as well.
So. And we talked about the fact that the 1996 Act, Welfare Act, was a great bill, one of the best of all time, a bipartisan bill. President Clinton gets a lot of credit for that. And now it's being undermined by the Obama administration, miraculously, mysteriously waiving the work participation rules on just as in the run-up to the election. Very, very politically suspicious, in my opinion. Russell, what do you think?
Well, let's put it this way. The General Accountability Office, Government Accountability Office, has pointed out that in the 16 years since the bill passed in 96, no administration, including this one, had ever claimed the authority to waive any portion of the law. And then in July, suddenly, even after the Obama administration itself had told numerous states on numerous occasions they had no authority to waive any provisions of the law, they put out a memo saying that they were willing to begin to waive provisions of the law. So it is interesting that the timing is interesting. I can't attribute motive because I'm not there, but the fact of the matter is that states will have to apply for these waivers, and I think some indeed will, and I think if they do so and if they're granted, I do think they really dilute a core message of TANF, which is welfare is no longer a lifestyle, but it is a reciprocal benefit for work. Mm-hmm. So we shall see. Congress has challenged this guidance. They did and push legislation through the House, but it didn't pass in the Senate before they recessed. But the program expires in March 27th of next year, and so the focus
the pro-
again.
What program expires?
The welfare block grant expires. They had to extend it again, as government often does through this continuing resolution. It was supposed to expire September 30th, which meant that they needed to go in and look at the law. Not administratively, but transparently and open publicly and hopefully bipartisanly.
Now, you are a pro at this in this topic. You've been in the trenches in one of the more liberal states in the world, in the country, I should say. I can't imagine anybody has a better perspective on the right way to handle the welfare situation in a state with state performance and federal money. What is your opinion? What do you think should be done? What should be done to fix this?
Well, it's fairly simple. The first thing is don't abandon the work perspective. I mean, that's really not only changed the program's orientation, it's changed a way of life for people. It's been a cultural message, and it's helped, and it's been good for we have more female-headed households in the labor market than we ever have before, and it's a good message to their children to see mom getting up and going to work every day rather than not. There are a number of things that the feds could do to let states have a little more flexibility. One is to get out of the way on some of these ridiculous reporting requirements that take so much time. And the other is just generally to to stop imposing this bean counting rules on states about work verification. And so what really boils down to, they need to not change this program to a great degree.
You're saying don't fix something that's not broken.
Don't fix it if it's not broken.
As business owners, as voters, as taxpayers, as citizens of America, people who pretty much I think will agree with your assessment of this law, of the welfare law of 96, what should we do right now? Where should we apply our pressure, our comments? What should we do?
The strongest message I would say is that the program has to continue to have a focus and a strong focus on work. It's really that simple. I mean, you know what, when I said this before, but I'll say it again, when the caseloads went down, and they did go greatly down, there were fewer people on cash welfare. States took a lot of that money and reinvested it in things that help people get a job, stay in a job, and support that work. And so that's the fundamental message of welfare reform of 96, and undermining it would be a disservice to the low-income people who want to work.
Well, it also, as you say, that law didn't just redeem families and individuals. It set about upgrading the perspective of our society. I mean, it was good for society, wasn't it?
I think so. I mean, I think it sent a clear message about personal responsibility. In fact, it was part of the law called the Personal Responsibility and Work Reconciliation Act.
Right.
And so it said to people that you play a role in this as well. It's not just a government handout program. We'll
basically, folks, tell your elected representative it ain't broke, don't fix it. Hey, Russell, thanks for the hard work you're doing on this and the information you brought us today. Come back again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Russell Sykes with the Empire.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.